good many of the families that came here from North Carolina. Of course, that was the migration anyway at that time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I had always learned about North Carolina, pulpwood and turpentine and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of surprised to find the same thing down here.
Oh, well, we produce quite well down here. In fact, we have some counties in Georgia that are very productive, I would say. Of course, you see our rate of growth of the trees down here, the warmer climate and all like that and all. We get a one. So, in fact, the timber industry, I think, is the biggest thing in Georgia, runs about. I'm positive it's the biggest thing in Georgia.
Your mother's education?
My mother's education, I wouldn't know exactly, because she just went to a small school, I would think. My mother died in 1901. She died of childbirth.
And her occupation?
Well, she's just a housewife.
And that was her parents that came from North Carolina?
North Carolina, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it would have been her grandparents and parents too, yeah, because grandparents and parents came from North Carolina.
And they came down to work in the timber business.
Well, I don't know exactly because, but they did come, and I don't know if they went in the timber business. My grandfather was a timber surveyor and also a land surveyor, but in a sense it would have been, yes.
Your father, you said, was from McIntosh County.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
His education?
Well, it was, I wouldn't say exactly what it was, just a very small amount of schooling, but he wasn't any brilliant man, but he could make a nice talk.
Mm-hmm.
He read the papers and whatnot and did a good bit of reading, but they had very little formal schooling. I don't imagine he had, I doubt if he had 4 years of formal schooling altogether. You know, Georgia was burned and whatnot, and this area was in pretty bad. He was born in 66, you see, and he didn't get a lot, weren't a lot of schoolhouses, but he read the papers and whatnot, and he can make a better talk than I can. I was quite proud of him. You know, his ability to get up and talk, don't all everybody have that ability, you know that?
No.
But anyway, that's all right, sir.
Okay, his occupation?
Well, he was tax receiver of this county. He made assessments for, he was 34 years. And he was in the cattle and meat business for 51 years. And he lived to the nice age of nearly 102, and he had all his faculties. I gave him a walking stick when he was 100. And he wasn't a lazy day in his life. He didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I heard the other day of a man, 93, the doctor told him he needed some exercise, so his brother decided he'd better start taking him for walks.
Good.
His brother was 103.
Well, my father ran a little dairy. He lived right down the street here, and he had some milk cows. We always had, I used to live down there with him, because we always had a couple of milk cows with the family, you know. Of course, after he quit his other active business, he had some milk cows, and he sold milk. He was selling about, when he was 94 years old, he was selling 50 quarts of milk a day, washing the bottles and delivering the milk and doing it all by himself and living by himself. And he didn't have to do it. He just was active and smart and just had a lot of push, had a lot of push. But that's unusual.
What about his parents? So they're from McIntosh County?
His parents were from McIntosh County, yes. Yeah, way on back.
And you know his father's education?
Whose, big dog?
Your grandfather.
Oh, I don't know of anything about his education at all. I don't know if they had any schooling at all at that time. Because my grandfather and my great-grandfather